our protection and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank and praise you for your word. We thank you that you told us that your people perish for the lack of knowledge. We thank and praise you, O God, that we can come here on the TMC call and get our knowledge every Monday through Friday morning, as Minister Bonita calls it, our telecommunication sanctuary, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for giving us, Lord, the knowledge through this platform. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Robertson, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, who were faithful to this call. Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that their footsteps were ordered of you. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we learned the truth, as you said in Hebrews, that you would give us the truth, O Lord, and that your word is true. Father, we thank you, Lord, for their dedication to the TMC call. Now, Lord, we ask that you continue to be with them, and as they are on their way to the Bahamas, Lord, that you watch over them, that you be with them as they travel, O God, that you be with the pilot, that you be with the mechanic who had anything to do with the plane, O God. Father, that those people who, that they're well-skilled, and as I always say, that they're drug-free, alcohol-free, in their right minds, and no vengeance against the company. And Father, we pray that as they get there, that they just have wonderful fellowship, and this be the best King of Artists Conference ever. Father, we pray for everyone else who is on their way there as well. We lift up the D.A. De Leon family. Father, we thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank and praise you that the company is going to new heights because we call those things that be not as though they were. Father, continue to bless Papa D.S. De Leon and the entire family. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has joined us here on the TMC call this morning. Father, we ask that you bless them indeed, them and their households. We thank you for the speaker, O Lord, who will bring forth the word of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have already downloaded a good word, a rich word, a word full of nuggets, Lord, that will cleanse us, that will help us to get through the day, Lord, that will make us the people of God that you have destined us to be. And, Father, that we won't just keep the word to ourselves, but we will share it with someone else. Now, Lord, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God, Father, that this word is going forth uncontaminated, oh God. It goes forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we thank you that there is freedom in Jesus each and every day. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, my TMC family. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister.
Praise God for you, Minister Rolo. We just want to thank you so much for greeting and seating God's children this morning with Freedom with Jesus Friday. I absolutely love and touch and agree with that. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy, and I'm just so excited to share this day with you. And we're just excited that we all said yes to this call this morning, the Master's Call. And this call just celebrated its fourth year anniversary. And for those of you who know about conference calls, that is not an easy thing to do. But when you got God on your side, all things are possible. So we are just excited that we had an opportunity to bless the Lord and celebrate 4 years of dedicated, steadfast service of this telecommunications sanctuary. And we just want to thank God and bless God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Robbins, the ambassador of Artists International, for their yes, for their steadfast and immovable faith, knowing that God was going to bless them from the beginning to the end of this call. And since this call has been an inception from October 25th, 2010, one of the beautiful things about this call is they followed the mandates of God, and those mandates were to have a mission statement and a scripture reference for them to stand on. And that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, as you heard Minister Willa, as well as many others at the beginning of the call, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call off in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. God also gave them a mission statement to stand on, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, the words that have come forth on this call has definitely done just that. And if you're new to this call, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We invite you to come back over and over again. Tell a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, or even a stranger in the street how this call has blessed you. And you can listen to this call over and over again by going to our website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There, not only will you get to learn a little bit more about our speakers, but you also get to know more about this call, listen to archived messages, and use our interactive communication tool to just speak with us, to give us your prayer reports, your prayer requests, your testimonies, or let us know what God is doing in your life. And if you prefer to email us, which we more than welcome, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. And there you can do the same. Praise reports, prayer requests, testimonies, or if God is tugging on you and saying that it's time to give birth to a word, we encourage you to email us, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, or our Mother Eagle will get back to you immediately, if not sooner. We also invite you to join us directly after this call, Monday through Thursday, on an MMC call. That's the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by artistpreneurs, dedicated people in an artist international empire. This awesome, awesome company was founded on principles of faith and family, and we're just so excited that it's a Christian-based, sold-out-to-the-Lord company that is experiencing over 500% growth this year alone. It is debt-free and changed the mindsets, zip codes, bank accounts, and health statuses of many, many people. So we encourage you to go back to the person that told you about this call and ask them to minister the word about artists international to you. And that motivational call is area code 559, and the phone number is 881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. And we really encourage you to stay on the call after this one. And excuse me, I gave you the wrong number. It's 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-pound. Again, 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-pound. Go ahead and jump on that call to be motivated, to learn what you could do to have a thriving, robust business with Artists International. And you may say, well, wait a minute. What does Artist International have to do with the prayer call? And who is Papa Diaz de Leon? And what's a platinum president? And again, I thank you for asking. Go back to the person who told you about this call, and they will let you know how we are threaded together through this Christian-based company. That call also goes on Fridays, but we invite you to stay on the line on Friday, because God has set that day and time aside with the Master's call for you to give us your testimonies, praise reports, and your prayer requests live on this call. So many people stay on this line and then thereafter jump on to the MMC call. So I have so many more announcements. Most of our family members are traveling to the Bahamas for the Artist Empowerment Conference with the Kings of Artists. And if you're not there, it is an amazing event. Hopefully next year you'll be able to join Artists International wherever they are with their Empowerment Conference. But I want to tell you a little bit more about the speaker that is coming on right now. This is my other sister in the Lord. I just love her spirit. I just love her thrive in God and how she continues to motivate people, not only with the word, but through Artists International. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale resides in Southern California, so she is up at 4 o'clock in the morning for this call, talking about dedication. And she is the mother of Kalon, who is her young man in Christ. Christ. We're just so excited because she has a beautiful word along with her beautiful voice. She grew up in the National Baptist Convention and held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention. Minister Tiffany is currently employed under the city of Culver City, California, and serves as a parent chair on the first tee because she loves some golf. There are so many more attributes I would say about Minister Tiffany, but the most that I can tell you about her is she's a lover of the Lord, and she loves him with all her heart, all her soul, and all her mind, and she's training her son to do just the same. You can learn more about Minister Tiffany by going to her bio, again at www.themasterscall.net, but right now I introduce to you our songbird, Minister Tiffany. Are you there?
I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory for the great and the new things that he is doing in the lives of those that have bowed into the Master's call. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this Freedom in Jesus Friday. And also, Minister LaShawn, thank you so much for that introduction and for introducing us to the call. Wow, today is October the 31st, and as Minister Willis said, many people all around the world will be celebrating and spending unnecessary money on candy and costumes. And, you know, me and my son were having a conversation earlier this month, and we were just saying how, you know, it's so many decorations for Halloween and so many things that are going on every single day during the month of October that also that are just, you know, evil. It's evil, and people get really involved in it. You know, it's really more participation in this month of October if we look at it than it is in the month of December when Christ was born in December. You know, we don't celebrate every day. So just pay attention to what's going on, you know, around you today. Pay attention to what's going on in the atmosphere and make sure that you are walking with God and doing definitely what God would have you to do. And so to everybody in the Bahamas, wow, we celebrate you and first day of the Artist Empowerment Conference. I'm sure you guys are excited. Just know that we here on the TMC are praying for you and that everything that we stand in agreement on will be done in Jesus' name. So today I just wanted to give out some words of encouragement. So let me just go ahead and start off, first of all, just thanking God for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you that you are my amazing, my Mr. Amazing, and I just thank you for being your daughter, and I pray right now that you would increase in me as I decrease and that these words of encouragement will go forth, not from me, Lord, but that they will see the God in me. So I decree and declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. I see you in your future. And you look better. I see you walking in favor and prosperity too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. So this morning I just wanted to talk about the word be, B-E, the word B-E. And so there's so many things that God wants us to be. There he predestined us to be great fearfully and wonderfully made. So today I tell you, number one, to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Why are you telling me, Tiffany, to believe in myself? Because God believes in you. So we turn to Philippians 2:13 in the New Living Translation. It says, God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. And so each and every single one of us, I want to tell you on the line this morning that God is working in you. Do you know that today when you woke up, number one, this was a new day. It wasn't, you didn't wake up on October the 30th. You woke up into October 31st. And God is doing a new thing in this day. But you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that God is doing something new. And so it's very important to allow your beliefs to be the beliefs that you believe. And also, first and foremost, you got to believe who God created you to be. And if you don't know who he is, then I challenge each and every single one of you to get into the Word of God and see who God says that you are. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Aquila and the Bee, but in the movie Aquila and the Bee, it illustrates the power of believing in yourself while recognizing the grace that God has given you to do it. The story is about Aquila, a girl from South Los Angeles who overcomes many obstacles to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. When her spelling coach, Dr. Larrabee, asks her, have you got any goals? What would you like to be when you grow up? A doctor, a lawyer, a stand-up comic? She responds, I don't know. The only thing I'm good at is spelling. Motioning toward a plaque, he tells her, go over there and read the quotation that's on the wall. Read it out loud, please. She reads, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. Larrabee asks, what does that mean? She answers, that I'm not supposed to be afraid. He asks, afraid of what? She answers, afraid of me. You will never, ever embrace your God-given destiny until you first believe in yourself. And that belief comes from knowing God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. The second B is to be ready. 2 Timothy 4:2 in the New Living Translation reads, preach the word of God. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. So you see here on the Master's Call, we have to be ready in and out of season. We have to be ready at all times because we never really know what may be going on and life happens. So we are always ready and prepared. And our mother eagle, she's always ready and prepared to jump in and give us a word. Now, each of us here are ministers in the marketplace. Each of every single one of you who called in today, you are a minister in the marketplace. So as you go out through your day, you have to always be ready to give a word. And no, you don't have to be doctor or reverend or pastor. You are a minister in the marketplace because God called each of us out to go out and minister. Those of us in Artist International, we are ministers in the marketplace. We are health and wellness transformers, and we need to go out there and transform the world with the gift that Artist has gifted us with. So it is our responsibility to go out there and to be prepared to share what we know about Artist. But how do you share if you're not a product of the product? Well, you can. And how do you share what has happened to your life with God if you are not in a relationship with him? So I challenge each of you on the line this morning, if you are not in an intimate relationship with God, get to know him. I heard so many testimonies on last week about how they called into this call, and now because of this call and because of the messages and the words that went forth, they now have an intimate relationship with God, and they can say, truly, I am saved in Jesus. And so I praise God, because this getting up, for me, it used to be at 4 in the morning. You know, it wasn't me, but God was doing something in me. So be ready at all times, because you never know what God would have you to do. The next one, be flexible. Psalms 37, verses 23 through 24 in the New King James Version reads, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So today I say, step out in faith and try. The Nike sign says, just do it, and Jesus says, just do it. So step out in faith and just try it. Do not be fearful. Do not hinder your own self. But step out and believe and just be flexible in doing it. You may fall sometime and you may stumble. All of us have fell down and all of us have stumbled. But with God's grace, we will not fall completely down. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. There are many times where we fall and we cannot go on. We feel that we cannot go on in our lives. But you know what? God is there to uphold us, and he will strengthen us. One thing about God is God never changes. We change every single day. We do, but God doesn't. And I'm so glad that we serve a God who does not change. I'm so glad that I serve a God who sees me through. So you must be flexible and adaptable. Be ready for unseen circumstances. In Artists International, it is changing every day. But one thing I could tell you on the line this morning, we are changing for the better. So all I could do is advise you to step out of the comfort zone, stop murmuring, stop complaining, be open-minded to the position and the place where God is getting ready to take you to. Be a peacemaker. Hallelujah. Matthew 5 and 9 in the NIV says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. James 3 and 18 in the New Living Translation says that peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Seeds or the words of peace, they will work to change hearts, minds, attitudes, and future. So are you a peacemaker today, or are you back there saying some words that you shouldn't be saying in the conversation? Are you getting angry and displaying your anger in different environments and places? Be a peacemaker today. Plant a seed of peace and watch what God will do in your life. And the last one, be strong in the Lord. Not in yourself, but be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 10 in the NIV says, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. God is strong, and he wants us to be strong. You have already been equipped and predestined to stand up to anything that comes in your life. God has already equipped you. Now it's time to operate in it. We are getting ready to go into November, the second to the last month of the year, and things are changing. We definitely cannot go there being the same, but we must know that we must change. So you go out there and be strong and know that your strength comes from the Lord. God wants you to operate in truth, in righteousness, in peace, in faith, in salvation, and operate in his word. The strength which God provides to you is greater than anything which comes against you. So as you go out in this day, I say, stay prayed up, stay positioned, and stay prepped and prepared. Be a peacemaker in this day. Be flexible in this day. Believe in yourself in this day, and be strong in the Lord. I love each and every single one of you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, you are fabulous, and I'm turning this call back over to Minister LaShawn.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful, powerful word. We are just excited in the Lord for all that he is doing, not only in your life, but for those around you. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just want to thank you this morning for the day you have made. Lord, we just want to thank you for invoking your presence and allowing us to be in the midst of you, Lord. We just want to thank you so much, Father, that this call went through with clarity, with truth. It was unhindered and uncontaminated, Lord. We thank you for this call not being dropped or having static, so we heard your word boldly and clearly, Lord. Now we just ask you individually and collectively that you watch over the speaker, Minister Tiffany, Lord. Allow her, Lord, to be filled to an abundance and have spillover so she could continue to bless those around her. Father, we ask that you watch over those in her circle and those around her circle, God. Bless her, Lord, as she decreases and increases in you. Father, we just thank you so much for her service with the Master's Call and all that she does. And Father, while we're thanking you, we just want to thank you so much and praise you in advance for healing for Selby Ramsey in Portland, Lord. We know that cancer has a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus, so we cancel that assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you, Lord, for blessing and watch over Joni, Lord. We thank you right now for blessing and watching over anybody with any kind of man named illnesses, Lord, because we know that by his stripes they are healed. So no matter what the doctor's reports say, we know that we are healed in Christ Jesus, Lord. So we just want to thank you that addictions are cast down. We want to thank you that lupus is cast down, leukemia is cast down, diabetes, anything with a name that is not of God no longer resides in the place in the temple of God's children. So we just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you right now that, Lord, this empowerment conference will go through, and it will go through with success. Lord, bless the pilots. Bless the hotel attendees. Bless those who are around, anybody that has Artists International in their heart. Lord, allow someone to have a new business, Lord. Allow a new business partner to sign up this weekend by what they've seen and by what they've heard with Artists International. Lord, turn the Bahamas out right now in the name of Jesus and increase their economy, increase their self-worth through Artists International. And Father, while you're doing that, we just want to travel over to people's finances, Lord. We just thank you so much that you are blessing people right now in the name of Jesus. And although some people may have a negative balance in their account, and although some people may not see a way out of no way, and although some people may have gotten a pink slip from their job, we know, God, that you are greater than all that. You are the ultimate credit giver. You are the ultimate credit repairer. You are the ultimate loan officer. So we just want to thank you right now for all finances that have been restored. Anything that the enemy has taken from us is going to be restored sevenfold, tenfold, because you said so, God. So we just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And while you're doing that, we want you to go ahead and move over to those who have doubts in their mind and loss of self-worth and self-esteem, Father. Reestablish them. Rebuild them. Let them know that you are there for them, God. Let them know that you will never leave them and forsake them. And Father, everyone under the sound of my voice, I know, God, that you are already blessing them. So we're thanking you in the middle of it. We are praising you before we can even see it. And God, we just want to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, we thank you for blessing Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, and all those under the sound of my voice. Amen and amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is the time of the call where I remind you that you can listen to this call in its entirety again by dialing area code 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. And again, you could go to www.themasterscall.net and follow the prayer directives for this conference. It's not too late to stand in agreement and touch and agree with us with the prayer directives on the first page of the website. We also invite you to the MMC call Monday through Friday. The number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. And that call takes place at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time, 6:30 Mountain Time, and 5:30 out there in the West Coast. We just want to bless God for everybody that was on the line. Minister Willa, thank you so much for greeting and seating God's children. And Minister Tiffany, thank you for a wow, on time, powerful word that God has blessed you with. I'm now turning the call over to you for our benediction. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace. Stay on the line for the closing prayers and prayer requests and the testimonies and praise reports. And be a doer, not sayer of the word, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. May the favor, may the blessings, may the increase of God be upon each and every single one of you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God for you. This is the part of the call where we invite you to give us your praise reports, your testimonies, and your prayer requests. I am going to turn this call over to Minister Kai out there in Norcross, Atlanta, although she is from my home state, New York. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, we know that this is the time of the call where we come forward and give our prayer requests and our praise report. So if you want to go ahead and hit star 6 and come into the queue, I will go ahead and take your prayer request and your praise report. Okay? 1012, you're unmuted.
Good morning, Master's Call family. How are you all?
We are well. How are you, my sister?
Good, good. This is Siobhan out of Philadelphia by way of Charlotte this morning on my way to the Bahamas. And my, I just wanted to give a praise report. I wanted to thank everyone for praying for my dad, who had a heart attack earlier this week. He is out of the hospital now, and they're working on checking what's really going on with this irregular heartbeat that he has. And so he's been doing some extreme testing, and I just want to thank everyone for that and continued prayer for my cousin Derek and also my cousin and Antoine. And so I pray that you all have a blessed weekend and look forward to getting back on the line next week.
Amen. We will definitely keep your dad in prayer, your cousin Darren, and your cousin Antoine. Caller 0771, you are unmuted.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Deborah from New York. I am calling to ask for continued prayer for me as I'm still having some health challenges. I did have some blood work done, and my cardiac results are elevated. I am taking my artist products, but I'm going for further testing, so I'm just asking for continued prayer that whatever is the source and cause of these conditions that I'm having in my body with the pain, that the doctors can find the source of it, and I'm believing, God, that the healing has already begun.
Okay, so we will definitely keep you in prayer with your health challenges. Are there any other callers if you want to just go ahead and come into the queue?
Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Minister Tiffany.
Is Minister, I mean, is Ms. Deborah still on the line?
Yes,
Ms.
ma'am,
Deborah,
she
can
is.
You tell me what artist products you're taking and what quantity you're taking them in?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes, I'm taking my Fiber Balance. I take that every morning. And I'm taking the omegas 3 a day. And I'm taking my Lviv.
Okay, and then how much Lviv are you taking each? Are you taking it every day?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and how much are you taking?
I take about 3 ounces a day.
Okay, increase all of that. And increase your omegas, increase your Fiber Balance, increase
mm-hmm.
that. Also incorporate coral calcium and Power Boost into it as well.
Okay, let me ask you something about the coral calcium. The reason I don't take the coral calcium because I have allergies to shellfish, and I was told earlier
okay.
that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay, then add Multiplus.
Okay, and I'm taking that also. Okay.
Okay, okay, great. Okay, all right. Okay, we're praying and knowing that God is able and that everything will come clear. And also, have you detoxed?
Yes, I have. And I'm going to do another detox. As soon as I get through these tests, I'm going to do another detox for this fall season.
Okay, praise God. Back over to you, Minister Kai.
Amen. We have 1590. You're unmuted.
Good morning, Minister Kai. Good morning, TMC family. This is Minister Ada Grace out of Brooklyn. I'm just calling to give a praise report of God's faithfulness. Had been praying for we're in the house, but we're just praying for our business, Ergo Productions, has gotten off the ground, so we're very excited about that. Just thanking God for him being a faithful and great provider for us. I do have one prayer request, and that is for my oldest son, Keith Malley Jr. He has been truly seeking God. He's in his first year of college, and he called me and he said, "Ma, I just get overwhelmed when I'm understanding how much God really loves me and how He reveals Himself to me." And he's just really growing in his walk. So we just want the TMC family to continue to pray for my son, all of my children. But it does a mother heart good when her son begins to truly seek God for himself. Amen. We raise them up in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from them. But for a mother to hear her son express the love that God has for him and how he's reading his Bible and seeking God, a young man on a college campus going to church, not because mama is telling him to, but because he's developing his own walk of faith. So that's a praise and a prayer request. Back to you, Minister Kai. Wonderful to be on the line with you all. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Ada. I completely, and totally understand that feeling for your child to come to his own personal relationship with God. Q, are there any other prayer requests?
Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Minister O'Shawn.
Amen. Praise God. First, I just want to give a praise report. I just want to thank Minister Ada personally for all that she does, for her prayers, for her blessings, everything. I just wanted to say thank you to her. I know I said it already, but I just want to say before our Master's Call family for her being a blessing. My prayer requests are for the Watson family, who recently lost a father, a uncle, a husband, a friend. He was a very pivotal role in the organized lay organization. So I'm asking that you keep the Watson family in prayer. He went home to be with the Lord on Tuesday. I also ask that you keep the Jacobs family in prayer. My girlfriend, Trina, her mother's being transported to hospice. So I ask that you keep her family in prayer. And then for the Elmendorf family, my sorority sister Jackie, her husband passed away suddenly on Saturday, and she just told me yesterday about it. She says she's still very numb because it was quite unexpected. So if you could keep her family in prayer, she's raising a young son now by herself, but we trust that God will bring comfort in the morning and those tears will turn to joy. So we just want to thank him in advance. And I just want to thank God in advance for continued provision for me to see my son. He graduates next week. Literally to the day and time from basic training. I'm officially going to be a wing mom, but what made me so proud was when I got his last letter, I hear what you say, Minister Ada and Minister Kai, when your children seek God for themselves. He told me he did not miss one service while in basic training, and that hearing the word from God and going to service is what kept him going through the hard times of basic training and not being home with his mom. So I just want to praise God for him and all he's doing in my baby's life, and just ask that you bless those around us. And that's all I have for today. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Are there any others who would like to give a prayer request for a praise report. We don't want to miss anybody because this is the time that God has set aside for us to come together and pray for one another on this call. So if there are any others, okay, ending in 2434. You're unmuted.
Yes, good morning. This is Martha Givens out of Fort Worth, Texas. And I just want to thank my TNC family for praying for my granddaughter. I had put in a prayer request. She had a procedure done on her left breast on Tuesday. And I'm here to give a praise report that she called me on yesterday and told me that the report came back and it showed that there was nothing wrong in, with her breast. We were just, you know, just on pins and needles because she's so young. But she called me herself to give me the good report. And I just want to thank the TMC family for lifting my grandbaby Ariana up in prayer and giving us this awesome, God giving us this awesome praise report. So thank you. God bless.
Thank you. We are just thankful to God that that is the praise report because we truly have been praying for Ariana.
Amen.
Are there any other, because we want to make sure that, you know, we just take these prayer requests before the Lord and that we truly, truly, truly let you know that we continue to pray for you, not just here, not just today, but through the week. We each continue to pray for one another. And that is how we get through, because prayer changes things. So if there are no others, you want to
Minister
hop
Kai, it's me
yes,
again.
Ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I have to say this. Last night I had the opportunity to be amongst probably over 12 different breast cancer survivors. Some of them being new breast cancer survivors as early as 3 months going through the procedure, and then maybe the one who has been surviving breast cancer the most has been cancer-free for 35 years. And so I'm saying that this October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so if anyone on this line has not gone to have their mammogram done, then please, please, please schedule that appointment. Don't let this year go by and not do it. But the other part that I heard these women say is that we need to make sure that we know about our own body. Like, make sure that you're doing your self checks on your own breast. You know, check it out. You got to know your body. It is very key. The other thing I heard one of the doctors say is that African American women are basically we're the ones who suffer the most with breast cancer, and it's because we're not being proactive. We're not moving. We're waiting. We might find something instead of us going to see about it. We wait. So I'm saying to each and every single one of you today, this is October the 31st. Yes, some people may be celebrating or out there trick-or-treating and doing what they need to do for Halloween. But I'm saying use this as an awareness day to make sure that you are able to be here to build that legacy for your children. So schedule your and check your breast to make sure that you are right, not just women, but men as well. Back over to you, Minister Kai. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Okay, well, we are going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Okay, hold on. I see that we have one more person hopping in the queue, so we don't want to, you know, overlook anyone. 2434, you are unmuted.
Yes, I'm so sorry. This is Sister Martha Givens again. Until Sister Tiffany started talking, it just came to me. You know, I was so excited about my granddaughter. I want to give another praise report today. Being October 31st is my husband and my anniversary. Today, God has blessed us to see 43 years of marriage, and I definitely didn't want to forget to give him praise for that because I just never think about it being such a great thing until when I share with people that I've been married 43 years and you see the shock on people's face. So I definitely want to just give praise to God for letting me and my husband see 43 years of marriage today. And I use it as a testimony because being October 31st, and like you said, most people, they're like, oh, you know, it's Halloween. I said, well, you know what? When we set our wedding date, we really didn't have that in mind. I got married in my mother's living room 43 years ago. And so we were just looking at it as the day we were united, not that it was Halloween. So I definitely use it as a testimony that God has blessed us. So thank you, and back to you.
Amen, amen. 43 years strong. Amen. That is definitely a gift from God. So we're just going to go before Him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before You first, humbly submitting ourselves to You. Father God, asking that You look at our hearts, and that You cut away anything that is not like You. We come confessing our sins to You, Father, because we know that in order for us to be in right relationship with You, we must. There's a need for us to be honest, for us to come before You, and for us to confess our sins and repent. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we call breast cancer a name, and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we ask You right now for a special touch on Sable Ramsey, O Heavenly Father. Father God, You know Your desires for her. You know the plans You have for her, O Heavenly Father. And You said it was a plan to bless her, a plan for her to prosper. So right now we know that Your truth, O Heavenly Father, will trump any fact that the doctors tell her. So we're believing right now in the name of Jesus that she is the healed, protecting her health, that she is whole and healthy, and that breast cancer will bow to the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we give You the praise, the glory, and honor, Lord, because Siobhan has a praise report, because her father is home, O Heavenly Father, but we ask that You continue to keep him, O Heavenly Father, that You continue to touch him, and whatever the doctors say, O Heavenly Father, again, Your truth, Your word says we are the healed, O Heavenly Father, says by His stripes we are healed, not past tense, not future tense, but right now in the name of Jesus. We call Darren and Antoine's name, O Heavenly Father, because we know that whatever the situation and circumstances, You know what is needed. You know what they need, O Heavenly Father, and You will provide it for them, O Heavenly Father. We thank You right now for Deborah, O Heavenly Father, and although she is still having health challenges, we know that He bore our iniquities and He took our sins so that we may be healed and whole and in right relationship with You. So we pray divine health, O Heavenly Father. We pray wisdom in the taking of the product, O God. We thank You right now that she is walking healthy, whole, and in right relationship with You, O God, because we know that she is Your daughter, O Heavenly Father. And Father God, You will never put more on her than she can bear. So we thank You right now that even though she is having these health challenges, she is Yours, O Heavenly Father, and she is protected by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank You for what You're doing in Keith's life, O Heavenly Father. Father, as a mother, we each know what a magical, marvelous, wonderful feeling it is for our children to come into right relationship with You, O God, on their own. So we thank You that You will continue to keep a hedge of protection around Keith, that You will continue to send ministering angels to him, that he will be covered by the blood of the Lamb, that he and his mother and his family are all under Your care, O God. And we thank you that Ada Grace's business is just going to become above and beyond because she has surrendered and submitted it to You. Both she and her husband are Yours, O God, and we know that You will keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on You. Well, we want to just call on for the bereaved family, O Heavenly Father, the Watson family, O Heavenly Father, the Amador family, O Heavenly Father, and as they begin to seek You, O Heavenly Father, for Your comfort, for Your peace, O God, let them find the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we know that it's difficult to lose a loved one, O Heavenly Father. But, Father God, we know if we turn and trust You, O Heavenly Father, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So we praise You right now
for comforting the bereaved families, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, we know that it is a tough time. We thank you for the Jacob family, oh, Heavenly Father, and the mother has been sent to hospice, oh, God, but we know that you are able to do exceeding and abundantly all that we can think, hope, or ask, oh, Heavenly Father. So we ask you right now to just continue to be a comfort for them, oh God, to continue to just guide their steps, to order their steps, to be in charge, oh Heavenly Father. Father, give them what they need to go through this process, oh dear God. Father God, we just want to praise you and shout hallelujah, amen, that the test for Ariana on her left breast was negative, oh Heavenly Father, because we know that that is all about you, oh Heavenly Father. We give you the glory and honor for, you know, even though she had to go through the process, oh God, that the process turned out to be exactly what you desired for it to be. So we praise you for it, and we definitely give you a hallelujah, amen, for the Givens 43 years of marriage, oh Heavenly Father. Some of us can't even make it 43 years alone, let alone as a couple seeking you, being according to your will, oh Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and honor for that, oh God. Father God, we ask that every woman who is a survivor or who knows a survivor, oh Heavenly Father, that you give each and every one of us the ability and the will to be proactive, oh dear God, and making sure that we know our bodies and making sure that we're doing that which we need to do to be whole and healthy and giving you the praise and glory through it, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask right now for a special blessing on the conference this weekend, oh Heavenly Father. The Empowerment Conference is starting today. We're asking for continued traveling mercies for all those who are going, oh God. We ask that you continue to just rest on that place, oh Heavenly Father, giving them the information that they need, getting them reignited and on fire, oh God, just blessing them, oh Heavenly Father. And we ask for a special blessing on the service on Sunday, Lord. We know that your people will gather together to glorify your name, oh Heavenly Father. Touch every speaker, oh Heavenly Father. Anoint them with the anointing that you have for them, oh dear God, and let them return safely, oh Heavenly Father. We just glorify your name. We ask for a special blessing on our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, because you know that they are in the Bahamas glorifying you, preparing a service that gives you the praise, the glory, the honor, and the reverence that's due you. So we will just continue to magnify your name. We will continue to glorify your name. We will continue to lift you up and praise you, Father, because even that is not enough. But we will do all that we can to make sure that your kingdom, oh Heavenly Father, is seen in this earth. Lord, be the light through us. Give us that which we need to minister to your people. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we honor you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be wonderful ministers in the marketplace. We look forward to hearing you again on Monday. We love you, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.